now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you. It's a bit rainy outside, but inside here it's warm and cozy. I've got one of those darn colds, you know. It's almost over, but there's a lot of that going around, so not too much kissing, kids. No, I kid. On the show today, we've got lots of great stuff. We're going to talk to Shirley Brobach later on. Of course, she's got Real Parenting here on the show, and she's got the Vancouver Island Baby Fair going on. Ryan Bishop from West Coast Inc. is going to talk about his new magazine. Lots of really neat stories in that magazine. Jenny Ambrose is here in the studio. Hi, Jenny.
Hey,
how are you?
Good morning. I'm great, thanks.
And she's with the Make House, and she's got lots of really neat crafts and things you can do this fall. And I think all of us have that kind of need inside to sort of make things, and the Make House is where you're going to do that. And off the top, of course, we like to talk about food, wine, all those good things. And Gina Savard is our expert we always talk to from Everything Wine. How are you, Gina? Oh,
I'm doing great this morning, Patty.
Awesome possum. And, you know, it's fall, so the wines maybe change a bit. We go into more comfort foods. What is it about the season that people maybe want a more full-bodied wine to go with their meal?
Well, you know, I think as soon as they have to turn the heat on in their house or put a log on the fireplace, they immediately think of fuller-bodied, more, you know, I think of full-bodied red wines kind of as that first bowl of really rich soup that you have when the weather turns.
Yeah.
It's a comforting thing. And we've got lots in line. We've switched gears and gone from crisp whites over to the full-bodied comforting reds.
And if you do like wine, though, and you're not a red wine drinker, are there different bodies of white wine that would be kind of, you know, not the same, but a similar vein to go with the richer foods or more comforting foods of fall?
No, absolutely. You know, the first one that comes to mind is Chardonnay. And, you know, for all the people that say anything but Chardonnay, there really are some amazing fuller-bodied Chardonnays out there, whether they've been in oak or in stainless steel. Some use cement tanks. And it's a fuller-bodied wine. Going to France, a beautiful Chablis is fuller-bodied and pairs nicely with the richer foods that we seem to kind of have around Thanksgiving time. I'm sure all of us throw the diet out the window when it's Thanksgiving. And then there's, you know, even the Sauvignon Blancs, because people are still wanting something that's crisp, but something that has a bit more of a finish to it.
Well, tell people if they don't know. I mean, there's so many different, there's Pinot Gris and Chardonnays and there's blends. How do people kind of get into the wine thing, especially white, and know what they'll like? The flavor they'll like, if it's too sweet, if it's crisp, how do they know?
You know, I think a lot of it's trial and error, just like, you know, many things in life. We can guide them over to something. A lot of times we'll be asking questions, you know, do you enjoy wine on its own or do you tend to have it with food? What's your favorite food? Do you have a weekly meal that you like to sit down to with family? And, you know, by asking a lot of these questions, we get to know what their wine personality is. And then we can steer them in the right direction. But I find for most people, including us in the industry, it's just try, and, you know,
I try a lot, so it's good. I'm a high achiever that way, though.
And we appreciate that.
But how do you know if it's a what kind of wine would be typically sweet and what would be a dry if you start that way?
Well, you can go the German aromatic whites. If you think of the long, tall, skinny bottles. Not that it's a perfect science, but those long, tall, skinny bottles usually will symbolize something that is off-dry or going towards the sweet side. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of different stores that will actually put codes on there. We prefer to use word descriptors. So throughout the store, there will be little notes that, you know, little green signs that will tell you what the flavor characteristics are of the wine. You know, as you get to know the different varietals and from reading our little signs throughout the store and from the staff, you kind of start to realize whether you're a sweet drinker or, you know, if you want something, you know, more tart and crisp. You know, if you tend to like nice crisp salads with lots of, you know, vinaigrettes, then you're probably going to like the same characteristic in a wine.
Reds, though, that's a different thing, too, right? There's a lot of really trendy things that come out. Right now, people are lining up, and what's the wine today that's coming out?
They're going for the red blends. They like the big, jammy, juicy red blends, maybe not the ones that are so tannic that you feel like your gums are going to shrivel up, but those that are more like, you know, a not a sweet jam, but very, very fruit forward. So the red blends are the big hot thing right now. And I think it's also where people who are white drinkers, as they venture into red, it's where they're comfortable venturing into. It's kind of, it's not taking them to something that's big and barnyardy and funky from Bordeaux.
I like the way you described that. That's really true. And I think also sometimes people that like a white because it's cool, or crisp and cold. And now people are saying you can also have a slightly chilled red. Is that something you think you can do?
Oh, absolutely. I think by and large in North America, people have been drinking their reds way too warm, and they really lose their fruit vibrancy when they're not the right temperature. So, when you think of room temperature, think of the temperature of a cave.
Okay.
That was what room temperature was eons ago. often, not everybody has, a climate-controlled cellar in their house. Ours honestly was built out of an old bedroom. And so is it the perfect temperature? Probably not. It stays constant, but it's a bit warm in there. So I do pop my reds in the fridge for about 15, 20 minutes before I serve them.
I like the way you live. Forget the bedroom. We're putting in a wine room.
The teenager had her chance at that room, and she said, no, I think there's spiders. And I said, well, then it's now a cellar.
They hate the spiders, right? That's the best way to get a girl out of the room.
I don't like, there's so many spiders around right now.
Yeah, there are.
I had one in my bed the other night.
Ooh!
Just,
I know,
make it into
terrifying.
A wine room. Get rid of that.
Okay.
And how about glasses? I know we just got some new glasses from a friend of ours, gave us a nice gift, and it tastes different in the kind of glass you drink.
It really does. It goes back to basic physics, and the way the aromas are concentrated in the glass makes a difference. And where it delivers on your tongue and on your palate will make a big difference. If you, for example, a lot of people say they don't like Pinot Noirs because they're too acidic, they're too bitey, they find them astringent. Well, they're having them in a glass that's concentrating all of those characteristics. If you go over to the proper glass, to a Pinot Noir glass, the aromas concentrate properly, it concentrates whatever tannins are in the wine, and then when it delivers into your mouth after you've gotten past all those luscious aromas, it doesn't deliver just to the acidic part of your tongue. It delivers exactly where it should. The same thing with a Cabernet Sauvignon. If you put a cab that is tannic into a Pinot Noir glass that's designed to concentrate the tannins, you're going to feel like your teeth are going to fall out of your mouth when you take a sip of that. And that's never a good thing.
No, never. In Europe, they use a glass lots of times in Italy. We've had a lot of those sort of glasses here for a long time. Now the stem seems to be coming back. What do you prefer? I mean, sometimes the stem seems kind of nice. It seems a little bit more refined. What do you prefer?
For me, I still like the stem. Having said that, my husband has French heritage, and he talks a lot with his hands, so I prefer to put him in a stemless.
Yeah,
because otherwise
you break
the glasses
so many,
go flying.
Right? It's like six, five, four, they're gone, right?
Well, the nice thing is that with companies like Riedel that really concentrate on the varietal specific, everything that they make in a stemmed glass, they now make in a stemless.
Oh.
So it's really personal preference and how it feels in your hand. I don't know many people that hold on to the wine for that long before they drink it, that the temperature is going to really change in the glass. And that used to be the thing. They say, no, you need to have the stem, otherwise you're going to warm up the wine in the glass. So,
I've usually got the glass with all the mitt marks all over it and the lipstick.
That's mine,
exactly.
Too.
It's not
too
pretty.
Well, that way nobody steals your glass.
No, they don't want it. Believe me. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the things coming up at Everything Wine. Back in 2 minutes.
Traffic got you down. We'll get you up and going with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Welcome to Talk Radio on Save on Foods. Today we're talking about everyone's favorite subject. Easy now. Not that one. Your next favorite subject. That's right, we're talking about saving money, and lots of it. With over 2,000 items on sale in the flyer every week, Save On Foods can help you save loads of money. Scads, oodles, a bundle. So stay tuned for more talk radio and join us at Save On Foods. Talk about savings.
Silent but deadly. Whatever you do, do not let it get on your roof.
You won't ever have to worry about moss growth again. Give your roof its best defense against moss growth with Thompson Roof Treatment. Thompson's exclusive program will ensure that your cedar or asphalt roof is free of moss. Treat your roof with Thompson Roof Treatment every 2 to 3 years, and you'll also be protecting your roof's warranty. Moss, it's lurking out there, and it must be stopped. Call Thompson Roof Treatment, 385-3124.
The number of income investments available today can boggle the mind, but there are people to guide you. Tune in to Terry Moore on Talk to the Experts this afternoon from 3 to 4. He'll be joined by Harp Sandhu. They'll discuss Harp's smart income process and how it'll help you find quality income investment options while avoiding the pitfalls. You'll want to listen. They'll give you information you can use. Harp Sandhu on Talk to the Experts this afternoon at 3 on CFAX 1070. Having problems with deer eating away your gardens? Maybe you just want to spruce up your driveway entrance or keep your animals secure within your yard. Harbor Door installs a full line of driveway and garden gates. Automated gates are custom designed and unique to your property, adding attractive architectural detail, privacy, and security. Harbor Door has been installing gate systems for over 25 years and has the expertise to coordinate all the details from start to finish. For serious service of overhead doors, operators, and gate systems, count on the door professionals at harbordoor.com.
Harbor Doors!
Welcome back. Let's catch you up on what you missed. Phase one is sold out.
But phase two is looking good.
Gonna have to contradict you there, Jen. Just 2 homes left in phase two.
What?
Well, you could guess the good news.
Phase three?
Yes, it's just open and is selling now.
Now I gotta go.
Jen?
The Hazelwood Crossing Parade of Homes, on now. Come down and imagine your custom floor plan, yard, garage, and no strata fees. All for a price that'll shock you. In a good way. Learn more at hazelwoodcrossing.com.
We are back with Gina Savard from Everything Wine, and Jenny Ambrose is here from the Make House. And we're talking about wines, and there's some wine events coming up. Tell us about the wine event on October 30th, Gina.
Well, we've got our fall food and wine festival, and so there's as much concentration as on food pairing as there is on tasting the wines. So it's an exciting event, you know, for people to come out. Just as we were saying earlier, that they don't know what they like in wine. This gives them an opportunity to wander through our store. It's a closed store event. So we close the store at 6 o'clock. We reopen at 7 for ticketed customers, and they have a chance to stroll casually through the store to the various wine tasting tables. Adjacent to the table is a food component, so they're able to taste the wine, then taste it with the food that's designed to pair with it. We have local chefs that come in for it. We have jazz, live jazz that's being played to, you know, soothe your nerves should you have had a bad day. And we're really excited because we actually have Bon Macaron coming into it.
Well, they're so huge right now, aren't they?
And it's going to be amazing because they're making some.
Too.
Oh yeah, they're making some savory macarons.
Ooh,
to pair with the wine.
Yeah, I tried those. We had an event at the Make House, and there was some Bon Macaron treats.
Oh,
yeah, these gentlemen are brilliant, and we've got the chef from Bella Montagna coming in. More chefs joining on as we speak. So it's a wonderful, you know, 2-hour event. It goes from 7 until 9. It's only $30, and I don't know many places you can go where you can go through tasting wines with the wine experts, tasting food with the chefs, and listening to live music. We even have a photo booth.
Oh,
so you can have some fun in the photo booth.
Yeah, and it really is. It's a beautiful venue as well. And, you know, I think the thing about your shop, Gina, is that there's every price point. I mean, there's no nothing wrong with a lower price because they're just as good sometimes as a higher price, and there's everything in between.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've got wines at, you know, $7.99. Onward up, we have our vintages room in the back where we've got, more exclusive wines that are harder to find, some of our higher-end wines, which make great gifts. If you've got, you know, holiday season coming up here and you have that wine person that you want to get a special gift for. And
just,
you know,
leave the price tag on if it's expensive, right? That's a little tacky.
Absolutely,
thing to do.
Yeah. Absolutely. When we print off the gift receipt for you, we make sure that we bold the price.
Oh, did I leave the price on that? Oh, good idea. Okay, so Thanksgiving's coming up, and there's lots of different varieties, and maybe it's your first turkey or ham you're putting on, and you don't have a lot of spare cash. What kind of thing can you suggest for Thanksgiving?
You know, we've got, right now, we have a couple of wines that are on, just to show, you know, a really decent price point. We have a Spanish wine that's on, a Spanish red blend, and we also have the white blend. They're regularly $12.99. Right now, they're on for $9.99. Mm. And they're great little wines. The white wine is crisp and vibrant, slightly off dry, so it's not, you know, it's very friendly to the palate, something you can enjoy on its own or with, you know, your appetizers. The Spanish, the red blend is not, you know, overly tannic, so you can put it with poultry if you like. You can put it with lamb. You can put it with we do a pork roast on Thanksgiving. Okay. So, you know, anything like that. And now would be a time to stock up on it because although, you know, Thanksgiving's going to be here before we know it, you know, I don't think anybody that would come to dinner would taste these wines and say, oh, my gosh, you only paid $10 for them. They over.
I hope not, or they shouldn't be at your table, huh?
That's right. They know where the door is. They can leave. So we have wines such as that. We will, we have pallets and pallets of Zinfandels and other red blends. We have Pinot Noirs, that beautiful Pinot Noirs. It used to be you couldn't spend under $40 for a good Pinot. Well, we've got them from every price point from $13 and up, and those pair beautifully with Thanksgiving cuisine. The whites, Pinot Blanc, Pinot Gris, there's so many to mention. And you can easily, if you've got a crowd that you're serving, we can find you bottles between the $10 and $13 mark that are going to please the crowd.
Yeah, and if you do see them on sale and you like them, it's a good idea to sort of stock up, right? Because sometimes they won't be back, at, you know, right away.
Oh, yeah. You know, if you like something, we say, you know, grab it, get it. Any 12 bottles or more, and it doesn't have to be the same wine, any 12 bottles or more, you also get a 5% discount.
So like the discount. I think you're cutting out there, Gina.
Oh, no, sorry about that. Yeah,
there you are.
You get the 5% discount on any 12 bottles or more. So this time of year, when you know you're going to have lots of people dropping by, it's a great time to stock up on them.
And if people want to come by, they can always taste there. Just tell people where you're at, Gina.
You bet. We're on Millstream Road in the Millstream Village, so exit 14 off the highway as though you're headed to Home Depot or Costco. Just across the street from Home Depot. And our tasting bar is open daily from 2 until 6. Sometimes we open a little earlier if we've got enough demand on, so never be shy. And there's always lots of good wines to taste.
And go ask for Gina. Tell her you heard her right here because she's always great to deal with.
Aw, thank you.
Hey, you have a nice Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you before Christmas,
you
I'm
too.
Sure.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, take care. Now we're going to talk to Jenny about the Make House because, Jenny, you know, we talk about fall and the wines. And I think people also, the fall and January, people kind of think they're going to get into a new exercise program maybe and also maybe take a class or two. And the Make House is really cool because you've designed, you know, this vintage fair is going on. It's something old school, sewing, all these things kind of coming back that people used to do and have kind of forgotten about.
I think people, especially when the weather changes as well, and they tend to hibernate a little more, they get more crafty. So I think some people had a little break over the summer and now people are getting back into, you know, what can I do? What can I learn?
And even the old things, because, you know, I'm in real estate and I was showing a house and it had a sewing room. And it really took me back to when I was younger because a lot of families had a sewing room because different people in the family would sew and sew clothes or gifts for people.
Absolutely. And if they didn't have a sewing room, often the sewing machine would have a permanent space in the kitchen.
It had its own table. The dining table. Yeah. Absolutely. Did you grow up like that?
Yeah, my mom had a room in the house for sewing because she did so much sewing. I mean, all of the kids' clothes, I mean, myself, my sister, things for the house, you know, if she needed a dress, if she needed a suit, whatever she needed, I mean, she could knock up, you know.
She'd take the curtains out and make you a new outfit. There you go. Can anybody sew? Because I think sometimes people think you have to be patient or you have to have a certain skill set. And maybe they took home ec in school or maybe they've done it and they think, well, it's not for me because I can't even sew a button on.
And definitely the people that we've had through for our workshops that have said, you know, I'm terrible, you're never going to be able to teach me, have left finishing their project and just excited that they were actually able to. And we don't have it's not a school-like approach. It's very, I don't know, sewing has made me patient and therefore I have now patience for new sewers.
Right, because when you make a mistake and you have to undo it, you have to learn to take your time. That if you're going to make a nice project at the end, you do have to be slow about it.
I say enjoy the process. You know, it's not about just the finished product. It's about the process of learning and the process of, you know, taking time and thinking about what you're doing, and use that as an escape from your regular goings on or happenings in your life.
And I think that's it. We talk about knitting and all the things you're going to be doing later in your things. But it was sewing. You can look at the materials and the beautiful colors and really custom make what you want and the feel of it.
A lot of people as well have been confessing that they're fabric hoarders, but they don't know what they can't. They don't have the skills to do something with this fabric. So they're building up these stashes, and now they're going, okay, I need to learn how to use this machine so that I can turn this stuff into something.
And, you know, I see there's some courses on pillows. You know, that's a really cool place to start, because who doesn't love getting new pillows all the time, right? Seasonally.
Yeah, and you can change the look of a whole room by finding some amazing fabric and recovering your cushions, you know.
Now, we're going to have a giveaway here in a minute, but tell us a little bit. The Make House, you've got a new schedule, October, November coming out. And there's also many other things we'll talk about later, but sewing drop-ins. So is that for people that have projects on the go and they can come and just use the machines at your shop?
Yeah, absolutely. We have people that come in for all different reasons. So we have also a serger, which is like a seam finishing machine, which is also used for sewing stretchy materials. So a lot of people might have a sewing machine at home, but they don't have this other machine.
So you don't break your seams, basically.
Yeah, for stretchy fabrics, but okay. Also for finishing instead of just zigzagging on it's a neater way of finishing. Okay. And so we have people that come in to use that. We have people who come in to trace off patterns and use the library. People that don't have any room, that live in maybe a small apartment or a studio, and they don't have table space even to lay out their work. So they come in for all different types of reasons. And we also have people who have maybe come on a beginner sewing class and they don't quite know whether they're going to invest in a machine yet. So they make use of the time to start getting into it before they decide whether they're going to invest in a little more equipment to have around the house.
Sounds very communal.
It is, yeah. Lots of new friends have been made there already.
I bet.
Yeah, it's.
And what kind of hours are you open, and how do people, what is kind of price is it for a drop-in?
The drop-in is $10 an hour, and we sell punch cards as well of 10 hours for $80. So if people think they're going to be using it a little bit more, then the punch card is better. If they're not sure what they're doing, then they can just drop in and pay by the hour.
Now, we have a giveaway, and this is tell us what it is.
A Learn to Sew workshop. So it's open for anybody who, you could never have touched a sewing machine, or maybe you haven't done anything since school, and you can choose between a cushion or a tote bag. It's the same knowledge, just different project.
Very cool. And the third caller to 250-386-1161 will get that. Jenny will be in touch with you. And again, that is for a free
Learn to Sew workshop.
So cool. And that could be a gift for someone?
Absolutely. And if you like it, you can repeat the project, you know, and start making your Christmas presents.
That's 250-386-1161. And go to the Make House and get started crafting this fall. Back after the news.
It started with a man and a dream. Larry Roscoe wanted a bakery to call his own. So, under the guidance of his father, Larry honed his baking skills. And in 1982, with the help of his wife Audrey, Larry opened Island Bakery, a small bakery with a big idea. Make healthful, wholesome bread locally and deliver it fresh daily. This year marks the 30th anniversary of Island Bakery, and the dream still rising. From the Roscoe family to your family, thank you for supporting Island Bakery.
Let's do this. Daniel's our eyes, Callie's our ears.
Thursday on CTV, a covert investigation team that takes high risks to bring criminals down.
Dealers, Johns, gun runners, makes no difference.
Staying undercover is always a gamble. The only thing you can count on is your team.
Because in this game, there are no rules.
They're in.
CTV's Played. New series starts Thursday at 10 on CTV.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Reynolds with CFAX 1070 News. The Victoria Esquimalt Police Board has a quorum once again with the appointments of three new members by the provincial government. We get the update from CFAX 1070's Frank Stanford.
The Attorney General has confirmed the appointments of Chris Denford, Roxanne Helm, and Maureen Shaw. All three appointments were effective yesterday and expire at the end of 2015. They bring the board roster up to 7, leaving 2 outstanding vacancies. AG Suzanne Anton says the trio's expertise will, quote, further the strategic and cooperative relationship between Victoria and Esquimalt, building on the considerable work both communities have done to make their combined policing relationship successful. Frank Stanford, CFAX 1070 News.
There is a search ongoing for a lost dog in Brentwood Bay, and the search has a bit of an international twist. A family visiting from Japan is flying home today, possibly without their dog, Vicky. The black and white Boston Terrier disappeared about 3 days ago. The owner says the one positive thing to come out of this ordeal is that they have found plenty of help in the Brentwood Bay community.
Yes, a lot of help around here, people working so hard for her. Thank you very much.
Volunteers say they will continue to search for Vicky today in Brentwood Bay. If you have any information, you can contact us here in the CFAX newsroom. And U.S. lawmakers are meeting in a rare Saturday session today, hoping to find a way to avoid a partial government shutdown.
With the clock ticking down to a Monday night deadline, House Republicans held a closed-door session as their leaders looked for a measure that could win the backing of the fractured caucus. Even though the Senate jettisoned the House provision defunding the health care law, the GOP could consider a proposal which is said to have the backing of more than 60 members that would take another shot at the law.
Delay Obamacare for 1 year.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says the Senate will reject any measure that attacks the health care law. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Taking a look at CFAX weather now. Rain is expected for most of the day today. A high of 15 degrees. Currently downtown, we are at 12 degrees. A brief break up from the rain late this afternoon. Then the showers return tonight with a low of 10 degrees and continue all day tomorrow with a high around 15 degrees for Sunday. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back in the studio, Jenny Ambrose from the Make House, and congratulations, Tabby. That's your winner there, Jenny.
Yes, and I love her email address, actually. I will message you this afternoon from the Vintage Fair.
Very cool, very cool. And now we're going to switch gears and talk about West Coast Inc. This is a new magazine, and on the phone joining us is Ryan Bishop, who is the owner of this magazine. How are you, Ryan?
Good, thank you very much. How are you?
I'm great, thanks, Ryan. And I looked at your website, too, with all the different stories. And I know you're an entrepreneur, you're a business major, and West Coast Inc. is a big undertaking. But why did you want to start this? Because I know there's lots of tattoos and lots of stories with tattoos. Why did you start the magazine?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was getting tattooed a couple years ago, and during the session, I was chatting with the artist, obviously, and asked him, you know, what do you do for advertising? What kind of promotions do you have for getting your name out there other than the obvious word of mouth? And he said, you know, there really isn't anything. That kind of industry it's quite different. It's run heavily off of word of mouth, but they didn't have a lot of publication. They get the odd kind of advertisement here and there if they print their own posters and put them up around town. And I remember being in school, I had done a mock-up magazine in one of my classes, and I thought, you know, this would be something that I was interested in, something that I might want to do in the future. So I started to do the research at that time and kind of came to realize that there wasn't anything else in Canada at that time that promoted the tattoo industry, really, or covered any of the stories or showed any of the artwork of the artists. So obviously there's lots of international magazines that you see in stores, but there wasn't anything kind of with the local feel.
And we have a huge culture here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you kind of, everywhere you go now, it seems becoming more and more popular. You see more people with tattoos. It's starting to become more often that you see somebody who doesn't have a tattoo.
Yeah, so you know, I think there's, you know, the old school people that, you know, years ago in the Navy and they had a tattoo, you know, of their sweetheart on their arm. And then maybe people now in 30s, 40s who had the, you know, beef and broccoli on the back.
Yeah.
But now, you know, like everybody is kind of getting into it. And I think the 50-plus crowd is apparently the fastest growing generation getting into the tattoo game.
Yeah, definitely. You definitely see the two different age demographics there. It's kind of in the 18, 19 upwards of 25 to 30. And then there seems to be a little bit of a gap in between, and then people in their 50s and up are kind of coming back into it as well. So
I got a small one, and I kind of felt like, hey, I'm kind of rugged now, but I thought they said it's for life. I thought, that's not so long anymore, that's not so bad.
Well,
right,
yeah,
not such an investment,
right. Exactly. And nowadays it's it's becoming more of an artwork than a statement. So it's you're seeing pieces, tattoos on people that are very well designed, very intricate, and they look very nice. So
the art is amazing, and it was interesting reading the stories of people, because lots of times people have a real story. Each piece means something to them, and some of the profiles you had, the hard knocks in life we take, or maybe words of encouragement. Tell us a couple of the profiles of people and how their stories touched you.
Yeah, I mean, in our first issue, we had definitely more stories from people who had been tattooed, and kind of we asked them questions as to what prompted you to get that as a tattoo, or what even prompted you to get tattooed in the first place. And there's anything from a death in the family to a hard situation in life, or just simply they found something that they were passionate about, or that they really felt strong about and wanted to have that printed on their skin, right? So it's no different than going to the store or having a painting done for you that you hang on your wall, except for now this is something that you carry around with you on a day-to-day basis.
And they're really mini Picassos. And, I think there's a lot of judgment about tattoos. People see lots of them and think, oh, why would you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a different reason, right? And maybe some are small, some are large. But the people that do them have to be really great artists, because you want to research that fully. But it's really an intricate thing to do.
Absolutely. And that's kind of where we come in with the magazine, is we do those interviews with the artists. We go around and we check out all the different shops, anyone who's interested in getting involved, whether they want to be a featured article or they want to advertise. We definitely look at their type of work. And I mean, it was the same thing when I was searching for an artist to do my first tattoo. I looked for the style that I wanted. I checked in with word of mouth and with looked at his portfolio, and then you make the decision based on what's going to suit you or what's going to suit your style, and then something that obviously you like. Make the type of work that they do, because you're going to have it for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. I have a question here for you. Hi, Mike. How are you? You wanted to ask a question about tattoos?
Yeah, good morning. I've been hearing all kinds of things about tattoo, and one thing that what the young fella maybe can dispel, whether it's truth or fiction, that if a young girl has a tattoo in the small of her back, that no anesthesiologist will give her an epidural because of the fear of pushing the dye into her spinal cord. Is that true or fact? Fact or fiction?
I'll put you on hold here. What do you think, Ryan? Was that true or not? Do you know anything about that?
I don't know anything about that. I mean, that would be a question you'd want to ask a doctor or an artist at that point.
Yeah,
but,
I don't know if that's true, because there's an awful lot of people that have had them in a certain generation, and I would doubt that was true, because they don't really affect anything, having a tattoo.
No, really. I mean, if you have your entire arm tattooed and you go in for a shot of some sort and it goes into your arm, there's not really any other way around it. So.
Absolutely. And once you have them, there's, they last for how long? Like the ones that are colored, do they wear out? Do they get lighter?
Yeah, the color can wear out. It's all, it's kind of dictated based on sun exposure and wear and tear. It's obviously in high traffic areas, like hands or knees or forearms, anything like that gets bumped or rubbed a lot, then it tends to wear a little bit faster. But I mean, the ink will be there forever. It's just a matter of how defined it is. It's sometimes you have to go back and get them touched up and whatnot. So, but
we're gonna come back with Ryan after this break and talk about West Coast ink. Back in a minute.
If you're into sports,
you're in the right place. The station for all-encompassing coverage of the three biggest pro teams on the West Coast is CFAX 1070. The Vancouver Canucks.
Canucks continue to lay the body.
This is your total football game day destination, the BC Lions and the Seattle Seahawks. This is where the pros play. This is CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
Hi there, I'm TJ Mullen, out here at Perch Rec Center for the 7th annual Vancouver Island Baby Fair. And every year, this event just keeps getting better and better. Booths here on everything from pregnancy to preschool. Give any questions about anything infant, the answers are all here. And there's seminars on everything from car care, food options. We know it's sometimes tough to get the young ones out, but there is everything you need to take care of them while you're here. Diaper changing stations, feeding stations, even some stroller parking, you name it. It's all here to make sure you are comfortable while browsing through the booths here. And if you make your way down here for about 3 o'clock, you can even check out the always popular baby races. There are some that went on about 11 o'clock. I heard they're pretty competitive, pretty exciting. Admission, only $8. $10 if you want to come for the full weekend pass. On until 5 today, 10 until 4 tomorrow. It's the 7th annual Vancouver Island Baby Fair going on at Perch Arena. That's it for your Community Connection, brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
Information alert! Dodds Furniture and Mattress will beat any competitor's advertised price on furniture for any room in your home. Dare to compare Dodds prices with closeout prices. They volume buy, so their 43,000 square foot warehouse is stocked with home furnishings ready for immediate delivery.
Information alert!
100% locally owned and operated Dodds Furniture and Mattress, furnishing the island since 1977.
As Gordy always says, we won't be undersold.
715 Finlayson and DoddsFurniture.com.
At Rivera's Glen Warren Lodge, care is at the heart of what they do. Their person-centered approach provides every long-term care resident with a warm and safe environment where an experienced staff will support you in your daily activities while embracing and celebrating you as a unique individual. To find out more about the compassionate care they provide and to learn about the accommodation options available, call Rivera's Glen Warren Lodge today. 383-2323.
We are back. We're talking to Jenny Ambrose from the Makehouse here, and we're also talking to Ryan Bishop with West Coast Inc. Ryan, the magazine, how can people get a copy of this?
Each issue is printed. It's distributed to all the tattoo shops on the island. So we do heavily down in Victoria, head up to Duncan and Nanaimo. You can also pick them up at some of the other kind of related market shops, so anything from clothing store to music store, jewelry store, some of the restaurants have them. Basically, the easiest way, if you can't get down to any of those shops, is just to find us on Facebook, send us a message, and we'd be more than happy to send one out to you or drop one off personally.
Well, great filling the niche. I mean, you've really found a great market because really it's hard to find any family or a person that doesn't have a tattoo or know someone who does, and the stories behind it. And we have some incredible tattoo artists here. They have to do quite a lot of work to get to apprenticeship to get to be a full tattoo artist.
Yeah, absolutely they do, and it's becoming more and more that way. You have to jump through a little bit more hoops now, it seems. We did an interview with the apprentice in the first issue. He's now since then graduated his apprenticeship and he's a full-time tattoo artist. But, yeah, in his story, he was talking about just kind of the steps that he's had to take, people he's had to meet, shake hands with to get involved with that. So, I mean, it's not just being a good artist on paper. You have to fit the profile too and fit the, have the personality to jive with everybody else in the shop. So
absolutely. And, there's also sometimes tattoo mistakes, not in town. And there is laser too. So you can either, do a new creation or there's laser as well that can get rid of the old tattoo.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a shop down in Cook Street Village, Urge, that has the tattoo laser removal actually in the tattoo shop. So without going to, typically you go to a parlor or a salon or an office to do that type of thing, but this tattoo shop actually has in-house a couple guys that do the laser removal.
So, Ryan, in what you've seen, what is the sort of most popular tattoo and whereabouts is it placed?
I don't know what the most popular tattoo would be. I mean, it changes every couple of years, it seems. Like, there'll be a stage there where people are getting koi fish tattooed, and they're usually getting them like a full arm sleeve or on their back or anything like that. It really, everybody's different now. They're kind of getting pieces that are more meaningful to themselves rather than just a popular or a trendy style of tattoo. Seeing most popular from what I've seen, I mean, it's tough because out on the streets, you'll see people with short sleeves t-shirts and they have tattoos on their arms. So you don't know if people who don't have tattoos on their arm, they might have them on their legs or on their back. So it's hard to say where the most popular spot to get it done is. Obviously, the most common that you see is on the arms because that's the most exposed. But it's everybody's different. And I think it's based on your profession, too. It's whether or not they're accepted in your workplace and how you want to kind of.
Absolutely. That's something you always take in mind. And if you want to know more about Ryan, West Coast Inc., you can find him on Facebook or you can contact me, Lifestyle with Patty Mack. Great talking to you, Ryan. All the best with your magazine.
Thanks, Patty. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Now, Jenny, you know, art. We've talked about, you know, your art. This is a tattoo, another form of art. The Make House. Let's go through some of your schedule for October, November, because you've got some cool stuff coming up.
Yeah, sure thing. And you're going to be coming.
I am.
Yeah, we're excited to have you finally on a workshop. So Patty's going to be coming along for our next Simple Upholstery Workshop, which is a four-week workshop starting on the 6th of November. This is where you're going to learn how to recover an antique chair or stool or something like that, and you're going to learn from a master. We also, in the home vein, we've also got a shabby chic furniture workshop, which is where you'll learn how to take a piece of furniture, water down the paint, what paints to use, how to scruff it up so that it looks cool and not just like you've done a rubbish job. So we have an expert coming in from Maven Design who's going to be teaching that workshop. We, as always, we have lots of Learn to Sew workshops, and we also have bamboo leggings coming up again. So if you want to learn how to make your own leggings and have them come up as high as you want and be as long as you want, that might be the workshop for you. We're also getting into towards the end of November, obviously, some holiday gift ideas. So needle felting, hair fascinators, bamboo shorts or panties if you prefer. And we're trying out a couple of knitting workshops.
Very cool. What about the DIY weddings?
This is for brides who want to learn how to and also be part of the process in making their own wedding invitations, maybe coming up with a cool idea for a photo booth. It's divided into four parts, so you can just sign up for one part. So we have the look, the details, the memories, and the paper.
What a cool thing to do. Vintage.
Yeah.
Old school, going back.
Absolutely. And well, this weekend, like the Vintage Expo, going into Crystal Gardens for the first time is a testament to how popular this kind of culture is. And you know, we have sewing machines on our stand, so we've been offering a free mending for the traders if there's a little hole in something that they've got on their stand and they're selling it to someone and they'd like to have the hole fixed, we're doing that for them.
Cool. Now this time of year too, Christmas gifts, you can make a bunch of stuff.
Absolutely. And you know what, it's getting a gift from somebody that they've made is so much more special than just going down to a mall and just buying something that was made in China by who knows who and who knows what they got paid. And you know, if you're making something, you've taken time, which actually time is more valuable even than the gift itself.
And painting, what kind of painting classes?
Freya's painting studio is actually, people are coming in with their own ideas and they want a little bit of guidance. So they might be working with acrylics, they might be working with watercolor, they might be illustrating, and they want to do that socially, because sometimes that can be a little bit solitary. Sometimes it's nice to be in an environment with other people who
and it might pick up some tips too.
Absolutely. And it might inspire you to get more work done. Sometimes when there's more people around, you end up pushing yourself a little bit harder,
competitive.
Yeah.
Competitive crafters. Wow.
What are they doing?
So how do people get a hold of you if they want to sign up?
So you can visit our website, which is themakehouse.ca, or you can give us a call, 778-432-2294, or you can pop in, which is the best way. We're on Fort Street at 833 and a half.
I say. And you can make your fascinator.
Yes.
That'd be quite a Christmas party, huh, with your fascinator?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the time of year where, you know, people in Victoria, like, let's sparkle a bit more, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, put something on your head.
Absolutely. When we come back, we're going to talk about the baby fair.
Rona Home and Garden. It's the place to start your planning for outdoor living. Bring a drawing of your dream deck or garage, and a Rona specialist will do a 3D rendering free. To complete your backyard project, check out the exciting landscaping ideas in Rona's gigantic garden center, totally stocked with top quality plants, shrubs, trees, and all the tools to get it done. Plus, Rona Langford will meet and beat competitors' prices. Rona Home and Garden. Doing it right on Langford Parkway. Open till 9 weekdays, 8 Saturday, 6 Sunday.
Your pet doesn't speak English, but you understand.
Hungry again?
Okay, let's cuddle.
I'll get the frisbee.
And Pets West is here to keep your relationship strong with a huge selection of supplies, food, and toys. Plus, expert customer service from Lisa and her terrific team. Pets West, family owned and committed to the community since 1989.
First Mate Pet Foods is BC's only pet food manufacturer. Get $10 off a 13 kilogram bag of First Mate Pet Food at Pets West in Broadmead Village.
When you walk, run, climb, or play, you can also get sore. When that happens, take Sisu No. 7, an alternative to glucosamine that may increase joint mobility and may relieve stiffness in as little as 7 days. One easy-to-swallow capsule, once daily, is all you need. Feel the difference and get back on track fast with Sisu No. 7. Find it at Lifestyle Markets on Douglas Street in Cook Street Village and on Fifth Street in Sydney. This product may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
When you buy a home, you want it to fit, now and as you get older. You want space, accessibility, adaptability. You want a home designed with both the present and the future in mind. A home with the main floor layout of a rancher, but with two or three extra bedrooms and a bathroom upstairs. Intrigued? Drop by the open house in Woodland Creek Friday to Sunday, noon to 4, and see what accessible West Coast living really means. Learn more at woodlandcreek.ca, the 2012 Gold Care Award winner for Best New Subdivision and Built Green Builder of the Year. A Tatangi Properties Development.
We are back in the studio. Jenny is here from the Make House, and on the line is Shirley Brobeck. And of course, it's her 7th annual Vancouver Island Baby Fair. How are you, Shirley? Oh. Hello.
Because it's Shirley, really
Shirley,
busy.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Hello. Hello, Shirley.
Hi.
How's it going there? Sorry, we had the wrong lineup.
Oh. Are you still there?
I'm still here. How's it going?
I'm great. Sorry.
Excellent. Sorry, Shirley, we had the wrong line going there. So
oh,
it's
no
your
problem.
7th annual baby fair.
Yes.
And what has changed since your little babies were babies?
Oh my gosh, so much has changed.
Isn't that crazy? It's not that long ago.
So much stays the same, you know what I mean? But there's a lot that's different. I mean, since when I started doing the baby fair 7 years ago, my daughter, who's now 7, was just breastfeeding, and you know, I was carrying her around the baby fair, and it was so lovely to have her. And since then, so many neat products have come out. We know, you know, so much more about health and nutrition, and so there's all kinds of great resources and great shopping at the baby fair as well.
So whether you're pregnant or you have little ones, it's kind of a good sense of community too, isn't it, to sort of get in that world, because sometimes it can be kind of isolating. So it's a great reason to come together.
It is. It is an isolating time, and for a lot of people, you know, a lot of our family members aren't around, or they live somewhere else, and we rely on our friends and you know, some of the family members that we do have around us. So that's what I really like about the baby fair, is that you can find all kinds of information. You can come. It's a celebratory time, you know, a time of celebration when you have a new baby or you're pregnant. We also have a lot of families coming that are in the preschool age with their kids, and there's lots to see for that as well. For example, on the main stage, we have Juno-nominated children's performers, the Kerplunks, playing.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah. They are really great, and it's a four-piece band. They're from Gabriel Island, and they're so funny and they're so awesome with the kids. Actually, they're all preschool teachers, and they're just fantastic singers. And so we expect a lot of boogieing on the main
awesome.
Stage.
And
at,
kids
at
are so great.
And two.
And kids are so great, right? Because they really take to that. And no matter, you know, my kids were older and used to go see entertainers, and it's so neat to get them out of the videos or all these kind of different things and actually see them engaging with live music.
It is so cute to watch them. Actually, we have a video on the front page of our website, VancouverIslandBabyFair.com, from one of the baby fairs past, and there's a clip of the Kerplunks because they played a few years ago as well, and all the kids boogieing to them. It's so cute.
Very cool. And what else is going on? I heard there was a baby race or something?
Yes, we just had the first baby race of the day. We expanded to two baby races a day because it's so popular. And so today and tomorrow, 11 and 3, by the main stage, we invite families that have little crawlers. So little babies under 1 year of age will line up in little lanes, and one family member goes on one side, one goes on the other, and kind of entices the baby over to the other side. And it's very, very cute. We have prizes. And I think it's the prize for the baby race, once we get through a few heats, the winners of each heat go on for the grand prize, which is a $200 basket of great prizes.
Well, very cool. And Shirley, you know, it's we got a neat block here on Saturdays with the show before and your show. And, you know, we got all these great women on Saturdays on CFAX with, you know, we cover everything, health and wine and food and children. And so for the baby fair, it's great that you do this also for the community, the wider community, because you have a real passion. That's why you have Real Parenting.
I do. I love doing the radio show and bringing different guests on, you know, to, about parenting of all different kinds of topics regarding parenting and having kids. And I love doing the baby fair, too, for that reason as well. It's such a precious time, those first few years of having a child, you know, that you can't get those early years back, right? So it's very special. I think it's a great thing to celebrate.
And that's September 28th and 29th. Tell people more of the details just so they
know.
Yeah,
so today all day till 5 p.m. at Perks Arena is the Vancouver Island Baby Fair. As well, we'll be open again tomorrow, 10 to 4 p.m. So come on by. I mean, there's so many great things. The photo contest is really, really, really popular. So come early for that. And, of course, all the net proceeds from the photo contest goes to our charity Artemis Young Parent Program, which has been around in Victoria for many, many years, decades.
Oh, that's great. What do they do, Shirley?
Well, they support teen moms to get their high school education, and they have a wonderful child care right there so that teens can go and be with their child, and it helps support bonding with them, and it helps them get their education. And the executive director of the program is a graduate, and she's giving back now, and it's amazing.
That's great. You know, and it's important that we all support babies, young people as they grow up, whether we have kids or not, because they're the future. So, you know, people, I don't like kids. Well, we should all like kids because they're important, and they're going to be the ones that are paving the future.
That's right. They're going to be running the show one day.
So be nice to them.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Shirley, good luck, and I'm sure it'll be a great event. And make sure you get out there and join Shirley at the 7th Annual Vancouver Island Baby Fair. Jenny, wonderful having you on the show.
Thank
Emily,
you.
Thank you as always. Till we get out there, till we meet again, get out there and have fun.